Bensaida. Bensaida. Yo pe ma hwe ase adie. Ni mbegu ase. Ni sabe si fem. To be dead.
Good day and welcome to another episode of Rants and Confessions. My name is Lash. This is our first episode of the year. I mean, it's long overdue, but better late than never. And in this episode, I'm going to talk about long distance relationships. I actually thought I already had an episode on this because, it's such a good topic to talk about. But I think last week I found out that I had nothing like that, so I decided to record an episode on that. All right, so let's get into it. What is a long distance relationship? So basically, a long distance relationship is you dating somebody who stays in Kaswa. One venture. I'm kidding, right? I don't know, but it looks like Kaswa people get a lot of heat. Everything via Kaswa. One thing I saw was, as a Christian, are you supposed to date someone from Kaswa? I don't know. It's funny, but yeah, long distance relationship or a long distance romantic relationship is you having an intimate relationship with somebody when the partners are not in the same geographic location or they are geographically separated. Understand? So it's like you don't see the person, you're somewhere, the person is somewhere else. So let's say Accra, and then Cape Coast is not far, Takwa is not far, but it's still, you're not in the same city kind of, but let's say long distance. So why do these exist? So I think with the introduction of the internet, right, and dating apps, now it gives us the opportunity to meet people who are not like face to face. You don't first know they could chrome or echo baby a shiege on a day, yo madam to then one into your mfm but I'm on answer when I'm wearing maybe see an into your fed but until all right no sorry into you know because of the internet, right? Now you can go on Tinder, you can go on Bumble, you can go on Tag. For research purposes, I know these apps. It's not because I want to meet the malware. So you can go there, you can meet someone. Maybe the girl is in Ho, the girl is in Himfa. I think Tinder even has a passport feature where you can even set, like, I want people from Nigeria. So the like endless options, you understand? And I think people like to have options like that. So now it introduces the whole thing of you knowing or meeting people who are from different places, and through your conversations, maybe you decide to fall in love. Madam Joe number, I'm gonna fall in love with you. You understand? Yeah. Or maybe somebody posts a nice girl on their status. Oh, Charlie girl, for number, mom. Maybe the girl is not in your city. You understand? Yeah. Or the final thing is, the person is in your city. The person, you like, you met this girl in your city. She's on your long distance or a face to face and all that. And then there's an opportunity for her to work outside of the city, or maybe CCL will be a little figure. Maybe when a girl be to her, and then maybe she gets that opportunity to go to London, US, wherever. Then automatically the relationship becomes a long distance relationship. And I know a lot of people don't really like it. Me myself, I don't, right? Some of these things you can't prevent. Like the last one I was talking about, you could marry somebody or maybe your wife gets a scholarship to go and study abroad, or your husband gets this job opportunity somewhere, and automatically now you're in this boat where your relationship becomes a long distance one. And you don't have the option of saying the option is there, but you understand, there are people when go to Conakry, they break up with their boyfriends or girlfriends just because they can't do long distance relationships. So there is that. And you know, over here there, we'll have some understanding of how to navigate these situations if it happens, because it can happen to anybody. If either you started with a long distance relationship, or like you fell in love with somebody who is not around, or your relationship was normal one, like way to kwana another baby. So I mean, I'm going to try and make this episode a very simple one and short one. So we're going to just jump into some of the truths about, I mean, the harsh truths about long distance, or let's say the issues with long distance relationships. You understand? The first one and the most obvious one is physical intimacy. If you're someone like me whose love language is physical intimacy, or when I touch, was I intimate, physical touch, that one. And an act of service, right? But yeah, it basically means that for someone like me, I can't receive love the way I want to be loved. You understand? The cuddles, the maybe impediment won't suffer my but dreaming. I don't know. Say women have something they do, be playing with your beard and stuff like that. That's why I've not cut my beard. You understand? So it becomes a challenge with some of the ways you want to receive love. Physical intimacy is obviously the first problem, or not problem, the challenge, you understand? Because you are on the phone talking, because all the relationship exists virtually. Into your phone, although, oh, hey, mom, I miss you. More appointment. Hey, you understand? So there is that, there's that gap in physical intimacy. The next thing is trust issues, right? I mean, nipa na lot so otu we dey mumpo no. Ewa, osha won chen mumpo no. Enya ma rokoro, ewa. And then, I mean, that, so it's easy for trust issues to creep up. Into na ebofia na yenke dey nipa na say, "Oh, sorry, baby, I'm going here." You know, or I'm doing this, but then if we come on a snap people baby, maybe like for all you know, there is like a proper reason why that happened. But automatically, because the person is not here, you're not seeing them, you feel like it's very easy for you to develop some trust issues for the person. I mean, these days in relationship, even when they are here, because I think I was having a conversation with someone, I raised this, and the person was like, I mean, even married couple, one of our cry was shit, you know, there are times where you have this paternity fraud. Some women will give birth to children who are not their husband's children, and they stay under the same roof. So just imagine, he was telling me he doesn't like long distance relationships, and that was one of his problems. And another thing too is communication. Another main problem is communication, because you know, when you're talking with someone virtually, it's sometimes very easy for them to misconstrue the things you're saying, right? Because you don't have a lot of ways to express yourselves. I mean, with modern technology and instant messages, you can send an emoji, LOL, yes, and as you know, you understand? You cannot, sometimes you miss out on the beauty of the conversation, like, oh, and you're saying some nice things and you're looking into her eyes or his eyes and you're saying, and maybe you're just playing with her fingers or something. It adds a little touch to the relationship or the conversation, it makes it more intimate, right? But now, or they will phone though. So you have to employ all these things that the technology allows you to. Right? It is, if the technology is not there, I mean, you just have to make use of what is available. So that is, like, for me, my top three challenge, right? Some top three challenges. But then there's more. I mean, you miss each other, right? Because I've done cohabitation before, and it was beautiful. I mean, it has its own problems. I mean, that's like super contrast. Either you're staying with the person under the same roof, or the person is away. The middle is younger than anything if you have to fear or one of best around. Yeah. So there's this missing the person. Maybe I think because in our chair, we want 1 year be younger than your journey. Oko peacekeeping. Ghana was the Oko peacekeeping. After 2 years, now I'm back. Those things, yeah. You see, so like in a span of 10 years, you know, you see the person once, right? And so you miss them a lot. You miss out on little things, right? So maybe the person's birthday. I mean, you can still do the whole, oh, a queen was born today, and then a picture two status and all that. But you see some small things. Maybe you buy a cupcake for her, the stroll on the beach, all those nice things. You kind of miss out on that. You understand? And I think the last one I will talk about is the needs and expectations, right? So what happens is, if you're staying with a person, or if the person is around, you get to know thinking that this girl, like, these are her needs, so the small things you're able to do for her, oh, this guy, these are the things he needs, you know. For me this year, one of my goals was to learn how to cook, right? So it was one of those. So if I was, let's say, doing this my cohabitation thing, even though that time I wasn't going to the kitchen, I'll go to the kitchen, let me learn how to cook, all those things, right? I mean, I can learn from my mom, but she also doesn't stay with me, or she, you understand the problems I'm talking about, yeah. So the long distance kind of, it brings this like gap in the needs, right? And then also, lastly, some people might feel like they're being cheated. Let's say, what boy anyone, the love language, the things he like is maybe gifts, right? Into ato game man, I mean the makoto game to me ngaji. Ato game man owa ato sneaker. I mean, what do we deliver? Ana sika ibo asenin momo bang bang. All those things can happen, right? Technology allows for that to happen. But let's say you as a woman, what you love is physical touch. You like intimacy. You like all those things. You feel like, no, I'm being like this relationship is one way. I'm loving him how he wants to be loved, but I am not receiving love the way I want to be loved. You understand? So it makes it a bit difficult, right? It makes it a bit difficult for you, as yankade ubia. You feel like, I mean, the effort, or yeah, it's not the same, right? And that is one of the main. So these are some of the issues with long distance relationships. I mean, I think you can also send in some of. I need to bring back my anonymous stuff. I miss hearing from you people. But I mean, you can also think of the other issues that that you think can happen with long distance. I mean, people will cheat. That one there, I didn't want to mention cheating, because if somebody will cheat. It's not like, because you're not here, those things, you understand? So if I marry you, what happens? If I marry you and I travel, you will cheat because I wasn't here. But I understand a bit of it too, because what's it? Absence makes the heart grow fonder, and all those things. So it's like it creates the avenue. But the avenue to cheat, I don't want to really mention, like, justify cheating or add it to one of the reasons why people will cheat. I think cheating is a choice. People cheat because they cheat, not because the partner wasn't around. And because a lot of time we had him put a credit local on it, but now I got Timothy in them. It's my head, I don't know. But I mean, these are some of the things that we can talk about, like some of the problems that we can see or talk about when we're talking about long distance relationship. But then again, there are things that the things that you can do, right? There are maybe ways that you can make long distance relationships actually work. You can make it work because it can work. Because now, the thing is to be intentional. I think the first thing is to be intentional about things. Be intentional about the effort you're putting in. Let's say your phone calls, maybe that show team there and a pebian my friend again, and I done a pebian my friend boy, you understand? Because uniha, if nipan on otifia inunanapa, oh, good morning, good morning, so anana anka sample during the day, you are coming home to him, you understand? Aha, be uniho. So there should be that intentionality in, every morning I'll send my good morning message by the checkup, and I'll call this person. So this should be, you have to make regular time, you understand? You have to, like, hello baby, that is the first thing that I will talk about. Now the second thing is, I mean, it is easy to fall into this whole trust issue thing, but I would try, mom, don't think too much into things. If the thing is, if you go looking for it, you can see Obimpa own cheating, and then you can connect some dots. If you really want it, you can connect so many dots to point to the fact that the person is cheating. If you go looking for it, you become paranoid, and then you start feeling like, hey, you said you were going to sleep, but then you were going to sleep at 10, at 12, I saw you online, you are cheating. Maybe there's a good reason, but one guy said, because it's a long distance relationship, the person is going to cheat. Just understand that the long distance relationship isn't the reason why somebody will cheat. Obey cheat. Inti no say, or the one channel part. But the one channel pump, them will be all texting. There was a mechanic, or I joined with saving it in mechanic. And you know, just let's try not to like go looking. You can feel funny, you understand? So, like, try to avoid jealousy and then be trusting. I mean, you do your part. There's this book I'm reading, Focus on What Matters. I just read it, and it was like, just do your best. I think there was another book I read, The Four Agreements. It says, always do your best. Just do your best and leave the rest to them. If they would cheat, because you can't prevent it. That's what I'm saying, right? You can't really prevent it. If it's a person's choice, it has nothing to do with you. So just be trusting. Else, you end up like, you're not even enjoying the relationship. Now, the next thing is to also, I mean, so I've talked about being intentional, trying to be a bit more trusting, avoiding jealousy. Make time to see the person in person, like. See the person in person meetings, like try and make time for it. If it is, let's say, once every 6 months, today with your salary until the weekend, I want to come and see you. I want to come and see you, but it's your skin, niho, with my bombos here. Like, just add it to your plans. You understand? Oh, my girlfriend is in Yendi. You understand? So add it to, like, be intentional about it again. Not like, let me just wing it. Let's go with the flow. Because when you go with the flow, the thing is going to flow into some, you know, as I missing them bass on time tomorrow. Bass upon bass. So try and make time to intentionally go and visit the person. You understand? I mean, it might be difficult. Then get say, I'm in more Canada now. A war, say if he Assyrian swa. It's difficult because back there, I mean, I'm always if you know my best of. Me can't go my best of. I don't know my best of Canada, but then the visa restrictions nowadays. Now you see tickets in the bonade. I mean, it's difficult, right? But then get any independently date 10 years. At least one bob is cano. Na mama mwa Canada na mbra down because on a beke de oye ikakra asasa. Let's just find time and visit or try to meet the person. Sibeke keshi oku bibi asimpano yewa. Now, video calls, embracing technology. Technology will try its best. I mean, it is trying, right? So now there are video calls, there are ways to connect and all that. So at least, maybe look at today, like, let a person feel like they are there with you, like any house where I can see you, right? Because for me, like this, if I'm talking to you on the phone, I try to create a mental picture or mental video or something of what you're doing as if I'm talking to you. And it helps me connect, like enjoy the communication. And you know, like video or voice call regularly, stay in touch. You know, I mean voice and they want to be a friend, but think they video call so that you know that you see the person and all that, right? And you know, on and so on. And then your conversations, you know, try to be detailed as much as you can. And I've talked about this in another episode, but how was your day? Fine. How was your day? Okay. No. How was your day? From the narrator, so the person feels like they are there with you. We should always understand that there are issues with these things, right? It's unfortunate that the person is not here, but I'm not working here. And you know, it requires twice or probably more effort than if the person was here. And you maybe or normal, but because of long distance, and you know, I'm why some way. I was talking, like, the friend I was talking to, Amos, right? One of the reasons he also doesn't like long distance relationship is, let's say maybe we have some issues. if you were staying in Anaji here and all, I could just drive there and say, oh, I want to see you, let's grab an ice cream and talk about this. Then we sit and then we talk about it, right? And we solve our issues. But since I had only a phone, a WhatsApp, na Snapchat, na de Snapchat, and people come to some assembly and panic, and no Snapchat for about 4 hours. So I was no and I had 24 hours into I was someone no call. Na, you understand? Yeah. And, you know, that's one way he doesn't. So it means that the effort you have to put into your conversation. One of the other four agreements I read was be impeccable with your words. Say the things you mean. Like, don't give like suggestive words. Yeah. Hey, Charlie, today when I went to work, my house has been my house has been my work has been. Yeah. But it feels like there's somebody filling his role. Maybe like nothing is inside there, but you know, like choose your words well. Be intentional. I didn't know because I didn't know intentional. Intentional and sisi abibi alake. And I mean, so that's another thing. Also, try to play these video games. Ebu mp video games in power. Video games. Games. Ebu messenger. iMessenger or games ibi na ade. It's like where you fun things together. Ebu wako to that kaka. Ame mo to that pa. To that and I'm gonna say well Gerard so you're word games on one bank account, you know, no problem, never ping pong, like do some own activities, activities, you know. And one thing that is dying is letters, right? You can write, I'm only one short, maybe minimum, but I mean you can write some love letter. A lot of heavy lifting has to go into this. A true love letter, another email will be maybe I send a man. Maybe you are texting on all the platforms. Maybe I can send message kakra on Twitter. But into the BBI, I know there's some nice fun. Yeah. And one other thing too you can do is now I think Apple Anna, wonderful. Apple has this share play today where you can watch a movie together. I tried to do with a Vic. Why? Because Vic in internet thing, yeah. But you can watch the movie together. And the way they do it is that I will if you I'm smooth your movie, but the movie, you know, it is at the same time. Movie, you know, it is at the same place at the same time. In this hour pause, I pause me, you know. So it feels like anyhow, so I think you have to do that over video call, so you can still talk to the person or something like that. Nah, hey, I had a phone. Hey, naka yo madam, your phone. Yes, your movie. Yeah, the movie. Not your baby alive. Yeah, and it means you can all. So I'm cooking. I'm looking. I'm cooking. I'm missing. Better moving. I could call the girl and say that. Oh, master me video call. Oh, then better me here in do me. Me and then. Eh, if I wait to go ha, and go with chica crama me, and a low gas and a fatutu. Yeah. Since I'm from town, but I'm gonna do don't be young. And you know all those things. The person is not there, but on a video call because technology no amen kwan. It's just a little bit more expensive, more time. Constraint to be added the honor the efforts, but I mean it's worth it, you understand? You can plan a trip together. Right? When you go to wish your and the mao baby, if you see your baby, you know, okay, I'll get a again who now war takradi wouldn't wish your cra wako trip, maybe some weekend trip. Because if you are I will if you takradi alcohol no and when they eat or whatever. Honestly, if you hold all the no worry. But who to Accra and attack ready to Accra? You know, hey, we share one thing. If you want to share some cool place, be now. On all my visits in the year, I'm all cool. And then you can send each other some care packages. Maybe, oh, today's your birthday or Valentine. You'll be missing. I'm Valentine budget. I'm going to PlayStation subscription. And you can download the games. Okay. Valentine only baby, you are I hear them on a few packages. Now packages is why business so. Oh, barely one what on rigging a wager, what on packages into we are one sort of what's in being for one day, maybe semi love 150, but Odogu 1005 a Zazi Nare. So you do one of those things. Delivery on Yedden, I link will be what I cried. I'm so get what I cried. Oh boy, what I cried. I link mama, why mama, all the areas you can get things for them. So maybe you call some service there, oh, deliver this thing to my girlfriend, deliver this thing to my boyfriend, you understand? Some small. It shouldn't be like no. Maybe someday she's talking to you, or no fun. You can even call some pharmacy to go and to deliver some drugs to her. All those things. I mean, don't do self-medication, but you understand, right? Maybe buy something small, some breakfast be on your BBA, some movie tickets be you want her to go and watch us and man. Bueno, so send BBA some care package, right? Next thing, I mean, I can talk about this because I'm a lover boy. What else? I'm a lover boy. The next thing is, I mean, you can find some hobby together. One hobby I want to start is carpentry or sewing, dressmaking. And I'm your Mbala. Mbala is my senior designer. And so be along follow Mbala man. But my number, so I'm a link one. This is my home. I'm my wife. And I say, if you film chambers and wedding, Mbala no say, home. And you know, you can find a new hobby together. Maybe when you know, work for crochet. So crochet, those are crochet. I don't know. Now when you're what's up, right? You can have a similar hobby. Or maybe you can read the same book. You can find a book and then read. Or friend will phone do and then you are discussing. Oh, in chapter one, no, now was a John. Uncle Doke she again, but John one year, now I are criminal. And then I think all those things should work. There's this app. Is it Locket? There's an app called Locket Uzadi. So if I have it, you have it. And then I send some invites so that we connect, right? And I put pictures there. You can also have my pictures on there. So that I'll go and look for the thing for you. You can have maybe shared journal, app of one notes, and you can share it with someone so you can be writing about your day, write a diary, and create a playlist. Man, but I don't create a playlist. Create a playlist. Nice. I can promise what to. And I do. Oh, I find. Send a man. Fuck a playlist at home. Nay. But to me, played all these games like 20 quest things. So what would you do if you were those are all things. All those things that can work. Understand? So basically, I mean, long distance relationships, you know, for some people, I mean, for most people, it's uncomfortable, right? Some people today like their space, right? But for a lot of people, you know, it has its challenges, but it doesn't mean it cannot work. It can work, but it will just require that you put in extra effort, right? And if the love is there, if you see that, I mean, there is a benefit in this relationship or the person, you see that this is the kind of person I want, I think that you will have to put in the extra effort and also try not to create a space via Obama jealousy and them trust issues and why should I have to tell him where I'm going? No, let's not do that. Okay. And you know, let's try and put in the extra effort to make our relationships mwah. Okay, thank you very much. All right, so this brings me to the end of this conversation. My name is Lash, and thank you for listening, thank you for sharing, thank you for always supporting me. I'll catch you in the next episode next week. May catch you on all next week. More release episode. You people should keep me on my 10 toes. Okay, all right, so thank you very much, and then we'll catch you in the next episode. All right, bye-bye.